Welcome to WP Coffee Talk. Thank you to our sponsor, Helix Managed WordPress Hosting, for both their sponsorship and hosting our site, WPCoffeeTalk.com. Now on to our episode. Welcome to another episode of WP Coffee Talk. I am excited here to interview somebody who has interviewed me on his podcast before. One thing I didn't do, though, Joe, is I did not ask you to pick a superhero that you are today. So we're just going to let you be the superhero that you already are.
Good. I don't have to think of one last minute then. So.
No, there should be no gotcha questions. I have Joe Howard with me here this evening from WP Buffs. Joe, why don't you introduce yourself? Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Sure. Thanks for having me on, Michelle. I appreciate it. Ooh. Hey, everybody. Yeah, I am Joe Howard. I run this company called WP Buffs. We manage WordPress websites, so people can come and grab a subscription, and then they get the part-time kind of WordPress CTO for their site. Not everyone can afford a full-time developer, full-time person on the project, but if you need a 24/7 management to the site, you can get a subscription with us and have the site fully managed. So that's pretty cool. And we do a white label program as well. So we work with some larger agencies who manage hundreds of sites, and then they'll hand the maintenance over to us for us to handle, so that they can take care of all the stuff they're doing, you know, web design, marketing, building of the sites, all that jazz. So we kind of help take some of that off their plate. And yeah, kind of works out for everybody.
So if a customer logs into their own website and hits an update and gets that white screen of death, they don't have to panic because you're on the other end. You got somebody there to help them out with that, right?
Yep, there you go. We hope that you know, if you're working with us, it never gets to that point. We try to be very proactive in our approach. So we hope white screens of death are only happening with people not working with us. But once you start working with us, we take all necessary measures, help with security, optimization, and stability and performance and all that, so that people can. We like to think that we're giving people all the advantages of using WordPress, all the flexibility, all the power behind WordPress without a lot of the disadvantages, the troubleshooting plugins, plugin conflicts, you know, you're on PHP, what? Did I need to go to what? What's wrong with my hosting provider? Why are these people not talking? We try to handle all of those disadvantages so people can just enjoy the advantages.
That's great. But there is always that one customer that just has to get in there and fiddle around with things.
Oh, many customers. Oh yeah, I wish it was just one, but we're very customer centric. We want the websites to work for customers. So I think a lot of companies, or at least some companies we know, they kind of lock people out of their sites a little bit and say, you know, we handle everything. If you need anything, ask us, which I don't actually think is a bad approach. And in some cases it protects against, you know, someone pressing update on a plugin and then kind of things going crazy from there. Oh, I just want to update WooCommerce. Like, there can't be much harm in that, right? So, oops, I guess so. But we let people have full reign over their websites, and we try to go the education route instead.
That's great.
So that we can manage the sites, but people can learn from us as well. So that's just kind of the way we do things.
That's awesome. I love you guys. I've met a lot of your buffs, I guess, right? You call yourselves all different buffs, right?
Yeah,
so I've met a lot of your buffs, and one of your buffs is right here in Rochester, a good friend of mine too. So we'll get into that a little bit later. But I see you're drinking out of a mug. So show us your mug. What does it say?
Here it is.
Oh, NASA.
My lovely NASA mug. Yeah, one of my favorites. I'm a big tea drinker, so I've got lots of mugs, but this is one of the faves.
And what's the story behind that one?
I got this when I was down in Florida watching a SpaceX launch. My wife Sterling and I were invited down to a wedding down there. And we were like, well, NASA's only about an hour or so away from the wedding, and there's a rocket launch over there, so we'll go and check it out. We drove down. Man, I mean, the complex down there is pretty amazing. You see all these incredible rockets that have been to space. And I mean, you think they're big. Like, of course they're big. And then you go and you're like, whoa, like this is really like enormous. Like almost like when you go see the Grand Canyon, right? It's like the Grand Canyon's big. It's like, no, it's massive. Like these rockets, it's a similar feeling. Like, whoa, they're huge. But yeah, went to go see rocket launch. Unfortunately, we didn't actually get to see the rocket actually take off. The launch got scrubbed 8 seconds before
it went up. 8 seconds.
So, yeah, it was kind of like we got all the anticipation, but none of the we didn't quite get to see the it come to fruition. But we saw it launch the next day. We didn't go to see it launch, but we saw it from afar, kind of launch the next day. And So
that's pretty cool.
Yeah, NASA's pretty cool. We got to meet an astronaut and stuff. And I'm a big space nerd, so this is kind of my wife kind of treated me to a little day at NASA. So yeah, grabbed the mug while we were there.
That's pretty cool. I think that in WordPress, you're not alone in being kind of a space nerd either. I think there's quite a few people.
One of the many reasons I enjoy the WordPress community is I can feel like I can be my authentic self and nerd out over black holes and such. And sometimes I talk to people and they're like, what are you talking? Like, why? Who cares about that stuff? And most people in the WordPress space are like, yeah, like, let's talk more about that. So I'm like, yeah, excellent.
So what kind of tea are you drinking?
I'm drinking a mint tea right now. It's like the evening-ish where we are. We're in the afternoon. So I drink a good amount of caffeine in the morning. So I'm a big tea drinker. So I have usually some black tea in the morning. I'm like kind of like a bulletproof person. So I'm putting like butter and coconut oil and MCT oil and like a lot of heavy cream and stuff in the coffee. It kind of turns into like this milkshake sort of thing. Some people think it's a little weird, but I think it's pretty delicious. But that's kind of with the caffeine, the black tea in the morning. Then usually afternoon I'll do green tea. So I did a little matcha this afternoon, and then evenings usually come around. And I try to back off the caffeine a little bit so I can get to sleep a little later. But yeah, so I got my NASA mug with my mint tea right now. So that's my evening routine. And yeah, I kind of just describe like almost every day of like my tea drinking. So now people have a very good idea of just like what my day looks like. It's just like a lot of cups of tea in a row from like higher caffeine to lower caffeine. So that describes my day perfectly.
I love it. That's awesome. But, and then of course, as it wanes down, you can sleep at night, which is good.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I'm at the point where I'm repeating mugs because I don't have an unlimited supply. So I would love for people to send me their mugs, but this is my college graduation mug, class of 1991. Oh.
Yeah, and Wesleyan. You're Wesleyan grad.
Roberts Wesleyan, yeah. And I'm actually just found my name right here, right over here. I know you probably can't see it, but it says Michelle Marie.
Oh, cool.
Michelle Marie Frechette.
That's everyone who graduated that year.
Yeah, it's everyone who graduated is on this mug. Yeah, I am drinking coffee because I have a late night ahead of me. I have a lot of editing to do on podcasts. So
there you go. Yeah, I try to wean off in the evenings, but if I'm going to have a late night, you got to have a little extra caffeine. That's just how it is. I think all the web developers listening understand this pretty well.
Absolutely, absolutely. So I don't know your WordPress journey. I don't know how you got started with WordPress. Tell us how how did you find this community and how did you decide this was your career?
I wouldn't say I decided this was going to be my career. I think I'm like, I probably have a similar story to a lot of WordPress people, and which is that I kind of fell into it and found my way. I'm actually kind of a big believer that a lot of life happens that way though. So we can be as direct and targeted as we want to be. And I think that's good to think about, you know, living your life in that way. But at the end of the day, things are going to happen. And a lot of times you have to roll with the change. My journey into WordPress was, I didn't study anything technical in school. I didn't study any computer science or anything. I was a math major and studied education as well. So I was a high school math teacher for a couple of years after I graduated from undergrad, actually. So I taught here in DC, DC public schools. And then after that, I did 2 years and transitioned into doing some more kind of digital marketing stuff. I joined a couple very young companies. I think I found the job listings on like Craigslist. I was kind of just like, I'm kind of finished with teaching. Like, what's next? I don't know. But like, let's look for jobs. I was all over stuff. And then I was also like, hey, Craigslist has some job postings. And I think I like emailed someone on Craigslist and they were like, yeah, you want to come like work for this small digital marketing company? Like you taught high school math in like the inner city. Like you're probably like pretty like resilient. So you can probably like learn some of the stuff go and crush it. So, yeah, I did a little bit of that. That's where I kind of was introduced to WordPress and kind of the digital marketing chops I've developed were all self-developed there. I used WordPress as to build sites for people. It seemed to be pretty straightforward for me to be able to put a website together, but it wasn't. You know, I wasn't building a website from the ground up, which, you know, I'm not highly technical. I'm not coding PHP and I know a little HTML and CSS, but that's about my level. So yeah, I started using WordPress, and then I'm not like a super old in the WordPress space. Like there are a lot of people who've been in the WordPress space for like since the beginning. I've really kind of been more involved in the last 5, maybe 6 years or so, more like 5. But yeah, I remember finding the WordPress space one day and being like, oh, like I can build websites with this, and like there are people that like hang out and like talk about this. And it didn't seem, I remember thinking like, oh man, it's going to be like a tech scene. I'm going to be so out of my depth. And in a lot of ways I am, but there's a very strong sense of community in the WordPress ecosystem. So I came in and I didn't feel like I was under pressure to like, you know, compete with other people. It was very like, we're all going to get it. We're all working in this together, which I really liked. So yeah, I was kind of, after doing digital marketing stuff, I was kind of freelancing and building websites for people on the side and working a full-time job. And then, yeah, moving into WP Buffs, I started the company, kind of had this idea and saw some other companies doing it and said, oh, like, okay, I don't have to prove this concept. It's kind of like other companies are doing it and looks like somewhat successfully. So I kind of skipped the whole product market fit like piece of this equation. I was like, they do it. So like, I am sure that they must have done the research, right? And yeah.
Who needs a business plan?
Yeah, that's fine. You know, I had the basic concepts together, but yeah, just kind of went for it one day. Building websites wasn't really working out for me in terms of like building it to like scale into something sustainable for me. So I thought like, oh, this subscription thing seems way easier than like building websites from scratch. Like I could just take the websites once already built and just manage them and like charge a subscription fee. So yeah, that's what I did.
That's great.
And yeah, 4 years later, here we are.
That's awesome. I love it. We're going to talk a little bit more about the business in a few minutes. I'm going to...
I've learned more since I started 4 years ago, so I have more to say now.
I think we all have too, right? Yeah. I think, I think maybe I've just got a couple years on you as far as being part of WordPress, so we're probably right around that teenager experience together.
Yeah.
When you look at websites, and of course, in your business, you see a lot of them. What's something that you think that people need to focus more on as far as either from a user standpoint, so their visitor standpoint, or even on the back end, what's something that we really need to put a little more attention on in our websites?
We do see a lot of websites. It's probably the single biggest challenging part of what we do at WP Buffs. Now that we're at scale, you know, we manage hundreds of sites now, and every site's unique. So we've seen everything. And well, I say that, but then every day we see a new thing. So it's constantly evolving. I think it's a pretty obvious one, but I think people usually don't worry too much about security until something bad happens. I think it's like that in a lot of senses. And I think at some point that's kind of just the human condition. You kind of underestimate how bad something's going to be until it happens. And then you say, oh, I get it now. I need to worry about security. This sucks. So I think basic security is pretty easy. You could really take an hour, watch a few tutorials and like, you know, get 99% of the way there. I mean, there's a good amount of stuff that if you're running a really high powered site, with, you know, 100,000 members on it, you know, it gets more complex, but if you're running a basic site, there's some pretty basic things you want to do and you can get a lot of the way there, without getting professional help. So I think security is a big part there. I think like marketing is a big piece that a lot of people, have trouble figuring out, and there's a reason they have trouble figuring it out. It's because it's really hard, and there's a million ways to do it, and everyone's always looking for the right way, but the real answer is there's no right way. It's just kind of like the way you figure out the way that your users or your potential audience is going to interact best with. It's not something you're just going to do and then be successful at. Take my word for it. I tried many different ways to do marketing before I found something that even worked decently. I think that just putting the dedicated time into like really finding sustainable marketing channels, not like, honestly, I wouldn't even say like paid ads and stuff. Like that stuff's not, I feel like a lot of people try that. Like, okay, I'm going to spend $100 on Google Ads and like try to find this formula where I'm going to get $200 of investment out of it. $200 of revenue from it. Right. That's $100 that it was worth you paying for $100 of ads to get $200 of money in the business. That model is just becoming so much more difficult. Ads, Facebook, Google, so expensive. And we do zero paid advertising. All our stuff's organic. So I would focus on the long game, try and write some content, do some inbound marketing. WordPress space, WordPress community. It's an amazing community, as we both know. Use it to your advantage. There are a million people out there at the same level of business that you are. They're the huge companies, right? The WP Engines, like the SiteGrounds, like the companies that, like, they may not listen to you if you're a little guy. They didn't listen to me when I was a little guy, that's for sure. And that's just kind of the way it goes. But that there are a lot of people that are at your stage that are going to say, like, I'm looking to do marketing too. Like, okay, we have a similar audience. Like, hey, I do a guest post for you and you do a guest post for me, and then we'll shoot it out to our email lists. And it's like, oh, we have small email lists, like 1,000 people, right? Or like 500 people or 100 people. Like, you saw everyone starts somewhere, but then you get a few links back to your site and it kind of starts from there. And then you say, okay, like, we did this project together. What else could we do together? You find a few friends in the WordPress space, they turn into people you partner with, and you can go a long way. So yeah, that was kind of a long-winded answer, but those two things are things I think that people should start focusing on now, because in 6 months, you're going to really thank yourself that you were focused on them.
It reminded me of a customer I once had who wanted to hire me just to do the website, bare bones, paid as little as possible. And I was still starting out, so I was just hungry for money at that time. And like a year later, I had actually registered the domain. So I sent them a bill for the domain registry. And they said, well, we're not going to continue to work with you because we haven't had any hits on our site. We haven't gotten any business. And I said, well, what have you done to put it out there? Well, it's on our business card. That was it. It's not a, if you build it, they will come kind of situation.
yeah. Oh boy. Oof. Yeah. That's it. So
I was okay with losing that customer.
Yeah. And, you know, we've all, I feel like any of us with experience in this WordPress space, especially like selling websites and like doing websites, everyone says, raise your prices. Everyone says, like, avoid the low quality customers and the low paying customers. Customers want to pay as less as possible. But when you're starting out, like, you're not going to just start off and be building like $25,000 sites, right? You're going to have to go through, you're going to have to wade through the muck a little bit to figure out how to do this. And that part is, in my opinion, a lot of the times unavoidable. So I think that if people are listening to this and they're kind of newer to the WordPress space, you're going to have some bad clients. You're going to go through some work that doesn't totally work out. You're going to make some mistakes. You're going to have clients who you never talk to again because they sucked so horribly and they paid you $1,000 to build this site that cost you $2,000 to put together, or $3,000, right? You're going to lose money on some sites, but you almost have to go through that to, like, figure out how to get to, like, how to find good clients. Mm-hmm. And it's all a learning experience. So that sucks that you went through that, but we all did, and hopefully, right, and obviously you figured it out now. So that was part of the learning.
Exactly. I'm actually going to skip the next question, cause we just answered it about what we wish we'd known when we started, right? There we are.
Nailed it.
When you think back over your WordCamps and meetup experiences as both a speaker and an audience member, what's one or two things that just kind of rise up to the top for you? Those either aha moments or like somebody that had gave such a great talk that it really impacted you?
Ooh, really good question.
WordCamps, I like to ask awesome. The good ones.
Yeah. All your questions are so bad. How did you? that's a really good one. I like the speaking about specifics in WordCamps. I think that here's the reason I like the question is because I think people look at people who have built like these big businesses or even small businesses that are like, you know, doing cool things. And you're like, man, like they must have done everything right. They must have like done these thousand things right. And the people who are running those businesses, like myself, will tell you, a lot of the success came from most likely like four or five moments in time where we something happened and it changed the trajectory of the business. and like the rest is history. So that's the reason I like the question. I think WordCamps, I like speaking at WordCamps. I like to give back and I like to like maybe teach people some lessons about maybe how I messed up and how it could help them, or tell people my story, because a lot of times that's what's going to spark someone to try something, whether it's like going home and after taking notes after the WordCamp, or maybe it's like a year from now when they're, you know, maybe it's been marinating for a while and they it sticks with them. But a lot of the reasons, honestly, for myself, when I talk on something, I have a lot of trouble putting slides together and putting my talks together, because I have to like really think critically about what do I really think about this topic? How do I really do things? Like, was this really helpful? Or am I just saying this because it sounds good? We all do this, right? Like, our brain always plays tricks on us. Like, what's really valuable for people? And what's the real lesson I learned from this? What's not the, I'm writing a blog post, like, here's like the magic thing that happened and it was amazing. Like, that's kind of like a BS kind of thing. Like, that's not usually not how it goes. Like, most of the time things go sideways at some point. So like, what's the real story I want to tell, like the true authentic story? And so that's really good for me personally. So I tell people, like, apply to speak even if you're new at stuff, because like, it's honestly what we just talked about, right? You kind of have to suck at things for a little bit before you get good. Honestly, I'm not even the best. Like, I look at a lot of people in the WordPress space who are great talkers or great. They're great presenters, they're great storytellers, and they really tell you this amazing story. I don't really think I'm there yet, even today after giving, you know, maybe, you know, 15, 20 WordCamp talks. You know, it's just kind of like me. It's kind of like the podcast. Why I like doing podcasting as well. But it helps me tremendously to be able to do that. I guess another thing about WordCamps is I feel like the decision.
My phone is there. We go. My phone took away my audio because I forgot to turn off the. All right, keep going.
Sure. I think the decisions that happen in terms of your business, the things that happen, it all comes to fruition because the first thing you did was show up. Right. And you could go to a WordCamp and you could have a bad experience, and that's possible. But the small moments you have where you meet that one person that changes that whole trajectory of things is not going to happen if you didn't go. Right. So to me, I've met a ton of people in the WordPress space, and probably 90% of the people I meet and they're great people, and maybe I follow up via email and maybe we talk a little bit, but nothing ever like really happens. Like, we're acquaintances and we don't even really ever work together, and they're just a nice person that I met, and that's great, right? There's nothing wrong with that, of course. But there's a 10% of people, like Christy, who I met at WordCamps, honestly, like 2 years ago, Christy and I really got to know each other. We're like, oh, like, you're really cool. Like, oh, you're really cool. And then we started a podcast together. And so we do the WPMRR WordPress podcast. So it's WordPress Monthly Recurring Revenue, WPMRR, which Michelle has been on and has an amazing episode there. People should check out. But that wouldn't have happened, like, had I not shown up. And so that's just one example. You know, I've got dozens, you know, probably 100 examples of people who I've met, who I've ended up working together with, who I've anything from working together with in a formal structure, like people that pay my company a lot of money to do the work that it does, which is like a direct benefit of a WordCamp financially. But then there are the people who I've teamed up with and done partnerships with. You know, there's, I could talk about a bunch of people. There's like you guys over at Give, like we work together a lot. And, you know, the first priority is just to know you guys because you're awesome people, but it doesn't hurt to be able to work together as well. You know, there's Beaver Builder team, there's all sorts of, you know, I could go on and on about a lot of teams that I've just kind of met at events. And it's not because I was some like magician, like creating some like relationship, like we're the best friends now and we're gonna have, it's just like I showed up. And right. Like eventually, like, you know, you find like-minded people and chemistry naturally happens because, right, we're human beings. We have this natural right. chemistry thing that happens, and the rest is history. I guess I'll say it. So yeah, I think that showing up is a big deal. And I know we're this digital community. And that's cool too. You could be on Slack, you could be on Facebook, you know, you can hang out in digital forms as well. But yeah, something about, and as someone who runs a remote team, a fully remote team, it's like, yes, of course we can use these tools, but there's something about being together in real life that that sparks something. So I think showing up Absolutely. Is important.
If I hadn't been at WordCamp Ottawa 2 years ago, I wouldn't be working for Give today. That's how mm-hmm. I connected with them. So it's absolutely.
And it's one moment. It's one moment from a plethora of experiences from, mm-hmm. from, you know, you've probably been to tens, maybe hundreds of hours of WordCamps over the years. What are the, you know, what are the 4 to 5 moments that have really affected you? Right. I think a lot of people think like, if every moment isn't high impact, like what am I doing at the WordCamp? But that's not how it works. You have to kind of, it's like the shotgun approach, not a sniper approach. You kind of have to, you have to go through these, you know, you have to go through a lot of stuff to like find those little diamonds. So absolutely. Yeah, glad you went to WordCamp Ottawa 2 years ago.
Me too.
Yes, right now. So, hey, well, there you go.
It's amazing. The just that what that one moment in time can just change the trajectory. Like you said, it's fascinating. You mentioned leading a remote team. I work on I call a semi-remote, semi-distributed team, because we do have an office in San Diego with a few people, and we have an office here in Rochester with a few people, but everybody else works remotely. And you're completely remote, your company. So tell us a little bit about how that works for WP Buffs, and how have you acquired people, and how have you grown over the years?
Yeah, for sure. My dog is also... he's growling in the background, so I don't know if people can hear, but as soon as he knows it's a person, he's the friendliest, but if he hears a noise outside, he'll growl. He's like, what is that? It's evil. Okay, remote team. Let me clarify the question. It was remote team, what it's like doing remote team stuff, and then like finding people and hiring people, remote team?
Yeah, like how did you grow your team?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Gotcha. Well, we kind of just talked about WordCamps. I definitely used WordCamps to my advantage. It's not just for finding partners and for finding awesome people, or for finding people who you want to work together with, like clients or customers, but you find other people working in WordPress. That's what a WordCamp is. So there's always the opportunity to see and meet other people who are maybe looking for work and may want to do the kind of work you do. So, yeah, I mean, I'll tell the story of how I found... Marvin, are you serious right now? Hello, I'm on a podcast. Bill, thank you. Nick's our COO, and you know Nick very well. He's another fellow Rochesterian. I don't know if that's what you call
him. Rochesterian.
Rochesterian, there you go. I was introduced to him through Adam Warner, who now is on the GoDaddy team. But that's another person I never would have met had like Adam not said, hey, like Nick, this company's hiring for this. You should check it out. Nick applied. We got along very well. And now he's my kind of partner in crime and WP Buff stuff. So that's one way of starting to grow a team is, again, just showing up and being part of the community, whether it's in person or whether it's digital, is being part of the ecosystem. Another way is just through kind of more traditional routes. You know, we do a little bit of job posting here and there when we're searching for people. We do have a hiring page on our website. We are hiring right now for WordPress developers. So if anybody's interested in being part of our remote team over at WP Buffs, you can go check it out on the website. We do a lot of, I talked a little bit about my kind of background in digital marketing. We do a lot of driving traffic to our site through people searching for Google, et cetera. Turns out it's a lot of developers and a lot of people doing WordPress who are trying to figure out how to do a certain thing. So a lot of the traffic we get is actually people who are actually WordPress professionals. So I actually didn't think about this when we were trying to drive traffic. It was really to drive, you know, traffic through that funnel. Like people come to our site and they maybe download an ebook or check out one of our webinars, and then they become a lead, and then they like pay us money. But it also helps that people search for that stuff as WordPress professionals, and then they see a job board or a job posting on the website. Yeah, we actually get a fair number of applications. You know, we probably get 5 or 10 applications a week just through like people who have come to our site and read the hiring page and say, oh, this place looks cool. That's not something exactly like someone who's starting out can do, but once you have the traffic, you might as well use it to your advantage. So we do that.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So that's probably like the main ways we've like gone through hiring stuff.
How many people did you start with?
3.
And when was that?
That was like 4 years ago or so. It was like 2015. We started in May 2015. Honestly, it was just me and a couple freelancers in 2 different time zones being like, we do 24/7 support. Of course we do 24/7 support. Like, and technically it was true, but it was looser than I guess I would describe as how we do right now. We have it very tightened up right now. You know, we've got 14 people or so on the team now, so it's a little different. We truly cover all time zones 24/7. But it was three of us, and I remember we sold our first care plan before I even had any of the care plan stuff in place. Like, I didn't even know how we were doing backups, and someone signed up via like the PayPal button on a horrible website. And it was like, oh no. Like, well, I don't know. I was like, yeah. But then 10 seconds later, I was like, oh, I gotta like, okay, that's not the end. Like, people don't just pay me money and then that's it. Like, oh, okay, I have to deliver something. So I put together like, okay, I guess we're doing things in like, be a backup buddy here. And like, how are we doing security? Okay, like, find a security plugin that makes sense. And we've actually now created the WP MRR WordPress course, which pretty much open sources WP Buffs. So the struggles I went through starting WP Buffs, I've translated that in this course so that agencies and freelancers can sell these care plans and take this video course maybe, and it'll teach them a thing or two. And then they don't have to do it the way I did it, which was definitely not the right way to do it. So
that's awesome. And what time zones or what countries do you have people working for you in? Because I know it's not all here in the East Coast.
Yeah, very good question. We have our team page up. We've got people really from, I think we cover like five continents right now. So Nick is in Rochester. We have Dean, he's from the UK, but he is in Spain. He's in Seville.
Okay.
He's not a big fan of the weather, I think, in the UK. So he's taking in some rays over there. So yeah, Nick's our COO. Dean is head of customer success. We have Kaylin, who's just south of me. I'm in DC. She's in Atlanta. She's marketing. She's head of marketing. And then we have kind of the technical team, I guess I'd say. So San Jose, Alfredo from San Jose, Diego, Buenos Aires. We have Mario from Nicaragua. We have Bianca also from the Philippines, but she's in Serbia. Helen from Serbia. Did I say Jason already?
Nope.
No. Helen, all from Philippines. We have Marvin on here who's been barking at nothing here in the background. Head of marketing is his role, but he's pretty bad.
Well,
I guess he's good at that job. But
that's like a dad joke if I ever heard one.
Oh, yeah. I'm getting pretty good at this, so a lot of practice. And we've got a few other people that work with WP Buffs as well, kind of more in kind of a consultative or contractor sort of role. But Brenda writes all the content on WPBuffs.com, so she's fantastic. That helps our digital marketing efforts enormously. So she's technically a contractor, but she's just as valuable as any other team member. We have Ben, who's kind of our part-time CFO. He's down in Australia, so I have to hop on. I'm actually hopping on a call with him in an hour from now. We do a monthly call, and I have to hop on in my evening because it's his morning down in Australia. But he helps me take care of the financial piece of the business, so I don't have to worry as much about like, well, how are we doing? How is the financial health of the business? He just kind of tells me if it's good and we're good to go, or if it's waning and we have to make some changes, and that's nice to not have that. So yeah, the team is very spread out, just how it was designed to be.
That's fantastic. I love it. Working on a semi-distributed team myself, I absolutely adore the things that you can use like Slack and all those other ways that we can communicate with each other to keep ourselves, as a team, have a company culture, even though we're not all in the same space. So.
Yeah, very cool. And quickly before we move on, I wanted to make sure I didn't forget anybody on the team, because I don't want to talk about some people on the team and not others. We've got Jay also. We have JP, Q Wayne, and Robert. I just wanted to make sure I gave everyone a shout out.
Absolutely. You would hear from them if you didn't.
Yeah. Hey, you said what? I thought, you were on the podcast. You didn't say my name. Yeah. So I nailed everyone. I got it.
I'm at the retreat and I don't belong.
Yeah, we don't want anyone feeling that way. Exactly. So
For sure.
Well, everybody on our team is extremely valuable. There's no like some people are more valuable than others. Everybody has a role to play, and everybody's role is extremely important, whether you're doing the marketing and sales side of things or whether you're doing the operations and delivering on client success. It's all one thing in my mind, and people may have different sections or things they're focusing on, but everyone, we're either going to all be successful or we're all going to fail. And that's the, that's what we try to, how we try to think about things. So,
yeah, because we don't want to pay salaries for people that are expendable.
Yeah, there you go.
Ultimately, right? And don't contribute to the success of the company for sure.
Correct.
What are 2 to 3 must-have plugins that you would recommend to somebody building their own website?
Ooh, 2 to 3 plugins. I think there's a basic security plugin that people should probably usually have for their site. There are a lot of options. I don't support one over the other or one more than others. They all have different advantages and disadvantages. But I think having a basic security plugin just to handle like forcing of hard passwords on the website is like, you know, there have been a lot of studies, you know, WordFence has done a lot of looking around and they do a lot of data-driven kind of studying of WordPress security. And they find most sites that get hacked or that are compromised, it's because of a lax password or one that's easy for a computer to guess when they're guessing, you know, 10,000 passwords a minute. It gets easy once you can just kind of guess at that high rate. So, yeah. Basic security plugin, you know, I said one already, WordFence, but there's iThemes, there's Sucuri, there's a lot out there to choose from. But those are all going to be good options. Take a look, feel free to check it out. I think some sort of image compression plugin is usually a good idea. Most of the slow websites, we do speed optimization, ongoing speed optimization for our customers and for our partners. And the number one thing is people uploading these humongous images to these, you know, this little image on the site that only takes up, you know, 200 pixels wide. And it's like, why is this image like 6,000 pixels wide? Like, how did you upload that? But compressing images really helps to keep them as lightweight as possible. So why is
my site so slow?
Yeah. It's like, well, this is exactly why. Perfect. I'm glad you came to us. Right. But having a basic plugin for image optimization is good. I think a lot of the free versions, you have to like actually go in and manually do all the compression. So if you've got like 50 images on your site, yeah, you can just get the free version and probably kind of go through and optimize. But if you're want to get the pro version, usually it will do it automatically. So that's always good. Oh, Sterling's home.
Hey.
Hey, how's it going? You're on the podcast.
Nice.
Nice. Did I name 2 plugins?
You did.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That was 2 plugins. I owe you one more. I think that, so for me, I always, we manage so many sites that it's easy managing a few sites, but once you're managing sites at scale, it does become more difficult. And so I'm always a big fan of if people out there are managing multiple sites, definitely partner with a tool that's going to, that honestly, that was built to do that, to help people do that. There are a few out there. ManageWP is one that comes to mind, as is Blog Vault. Those are two that are pretty solid. They both have great dashboards. If you're managing, you know, 10 sites, you're not going to want to go into all those websites and update, you know, plugins and themes and all that at one time or at different times. You can actually do it all, you know, from one place. And that's just the start, you know, security scans and, you know, checking out what the speed of all the websites are. And, you know, there's a lot you can do from a single dashboard. It makes it much easier to do that. And they all have plugins that help connect to their tools. So, that's the third plugin I'd use for people. I guess it's a little more specific, but people who are doing multiple sites, it's a big one.
That's good though. That's awesome. At any point during your WordPress journey, have you had a mentor that you worked with, and who was it?
I feel like I want to cheat on this question because I feel like I think a lot of people would actually somewhat agree with me. I think that the WordPress community feels like itself a mentor. it's hard to name one person without naming multiple people. I guess that's what I would say is that if I give one person a shout out, it's like, well, there were 50 people along the way that helped me in certain ways. I think that, I don't know if I had a traditional mentor, like showing me the ropes of how to do this. I think there are a lot of people that we've kind of talked a little bit before about people that have affected me in moments. And a lot of the people, it's like the usual crew of people I see around the WordPress community who I get to talk with, not necessarily who are these high and mighty, like know everything about entrepreneurship and building a business. It's kind of the people who are at the same point as me because they allow, we both allow each other to talk about our challenges. And because we're both at similar points of the business, we actually help each other solve them, not because we know the answer, but because we can bounce things off each other and figure out how to do things a little better. So yeah, I think there are a lot of people out there like that. I guess one person I would say, I don't know if I would say like mentor status, but one person who has definitely, been really experienced in the WordPress space and has given me little pieces of advice here and there that have really, you know, affected the trajectory of my business has been Syed Balki. He runs a host of WordPress companies. You know, people know Optin Monster and, you know, WP Beginner Blog. He's involved with both of those projects and many more. But I've talked with him on a number of occasions, and he's one of those people that's just like extremely bright in terms of his entrepreneurial brain. And he can look at a business, and from the outside, even I was like so impressed. I was like, you don't even know like my business, but he can see it and say like, oh, you need to do this, or like you should try this, or this is a good idea, or that's a bad idea. And some of those things I have tried, and they have improve things for sure, and put me on a good path. So that's one person I usually like to give a shout out to because those things were very helpful.
Who's somebody in the WordPress community that you admire that you haven't already named?
Ooh, I really have to feel like I have to say Nick here. I know he works here, so it's like you know. It's, I guess it's like not someone like external from us in the WordPress community, but
doesn't have to be.
When Nick Adams, right? Yes, so Nick Adams.
If anybody's watching and they don't know who Nick is, it's Nick Adams.
And when I hired Nick, I hired him to be kind of our head of support. And I kind of thought like he was just going to be our head of support and like he was going to be really good in that role. And he's like totally outshined everything that I like thought he was going to be. And that's maybe me being a bad judge of like what someone can do or can't do. But I mean, he's like totally COO material. To me, he's like the one of the, you know, most badass operations people in the WordPress space. So I just feel lucky to have him on my team. Yeah, I mean, he's someone who I'm always bouncing ideas off of, and I really love his energy and commitment. I mean, yeah, full package for that guy. There are a lot of people.
You are lucky to have him.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. Yeah, there are people also who are Kyle on the Sandhills team. I mean, he's someone who I really just enjoy. He's just an awesome dude. Big listener of the Good Options podcast as well. So there's all that. But he's just like there's so many friendly people in the WordPress space that it's almost like if you're in the WordPress space, you kind of have to be friendly. And it's almost like there's like, they're almost synonyms, I feel like, but Kyle is on like this totally another level of just like, oh my God, like that dude's just like the friendliest. So, that's someone I look up to as well.
That's awesome.
Yeah. I think a host of business owners as well. I think people like look at WP Buffs and they see this business that's kind of grown and is at this stage where it's like this real business now. I feel like at this stage, it's like, well, it's not like I feel like I've made it or anything. Like there are so many people out there who have built and bigger is like a relative term, and it depends which piece of the business you're talking about. Financially, you're talking, you know, what does bigger really mean? But there are people who are at kind of different stages of the business who I really look up to, who I find doing really impressive things. I mean, there are a host of website of businesses in the WordPress space. You know, I know you know the guys and gals over at like the Ninja Forms team and the Ninja team. Like they are really like on an upward trajectory. You know, there's the team over at Jilt. You know that they made the Inc. 5000 list. I think last year or 2 years ago. I mean, these are things that you know I still have in my dreams, and I'm not yet gotten to that point. And yeah, you know, I'm not like obsessed with growth over everything, but they are doing some really cool stuff and seeing great results from their business because of it. And those are just two examples, but I think there are a lot of business owners that are kind of who I would consider kind of at the next level of where I would like to be. And yeah, those are people I try to emulate and yeah, definitely look up to.
We have 5 minutes before my next guest interrupts us. So I'm going to ask you to be really quick on these ones.
We got this. All right.
You're not going to want to be quick on them, but you're going to have to be.
Oh, no. Okay. I'll do it.
What's the biggest WordPress mistake you ever made? And quickly, what did you learn from it?
Oh, biggest. Yeah. I'm sure people always say like, oh, which mistake? But yeah, I'm going to say it too. Which mistake? I mean, I've made tons. Yeah. I mean, I've definitely tried to take on a project that was too big for me and screwed it up big time. And that was something that really didn't feel good. The relationship didn't end well with that client. They probably will hear the name Joe Howard and be like, well, they probably won't remember who I was, but if they did, they'd be like, oh, that guy, like, well, we don't need to associate ourselves with him. So yeah, that definitely doesn't feel good and didn't feel good. And yeah, still to this day doesn't. So I think that, yeah. Doing work that wasn't high quality and trying to kind of outsource it to people who had more skill than me, but it was really just kind of like still felt like an outsource thing. It was, yeah, that was a big mistake but I definitely learned a lot from it. So it was not a good feeling, but.
Sounds like you learned scale.
Yes. Yes. Which is hard in your beginning, but you know, yes. Yeah, I'm not upset. I made the mistake. And at this point it had to be made, but yeah, at that time it was, yeah, it sucked.
What's your proudest WordPress moment?
Proudest WordPress moment. I think it's just the fact that that we've gotten WP Buffs to the point where it like really powers lives of a lot of people. I mean, mm-hmm. people are buying houses and paying mortgages, and people are, you know, feeding their families, and people have health insurance and short and long-term disability insurance and all this stuff. And I think that's, to me, that's the most amazing part. I think people want to build these big businesses for a lot of different reasons. But for me, it's like, it's just pretty cool that like we get to do this thing together. And it's like, it doesn't feel like a corporate job, which I've done before and always sucked. It's like, we get to do this fun thing every day and like get paid for it and like live a life from it and be flexible. And to me, that's, I feel lucky just, I know a lot of people who that doesn't fit. My wife and I were just at dinner with someone who was complaining about their corporate job, like not for like half an hour at dinner last night. We were like, oh my God, are you serious? And I always get mad. I'm like, you can change this, like stop complaining. But right. I'm also very lucky that we get to do this. So yeah, I think that it powers our lives and that we get to do this every day is pretty lucky.
It is pretty lucky. I agree. I love my job. if you weren't in web, if you weren't doing what you were doing now, what's a career you might like to attempt?
Ooh. I don't know. A lot of the careers I feel like I want require me to go back to school, so which I'm not going to do. I'm kind of schooled out, I feel like, forever now. But I would like to think of something in like science. I'm a big kind of science nerd, and I don't know. I think that I had.
Yeah, I thought you were going to say astronaut. I mean, you big.
Oh yeah, I mean, hey, anything. Yeah, I may be over the hump for that one, but yeah, I guess maybe I can go back to NASA for that one. I'll throw my application in.
There you go. Why not? Right. What's something on your bucket list?
Bucket list. I've heard of. I have a lot of friends, and I have people who have done, and people. And something I would like to do is I would like to climb Kilimanjaro. That's something that's been on. My wife and I have had, Sterling and I have had this on their bucket list for a little while. We may have to wait for a little bit, but at some point we would like to be able to do that for sure.
Yeah, for sure. That'd be fun. And show us or tell us about one of your hidden talents.
Hidden talents.
Something the WordPress community doesn't know.
Good question. I think that Ooh, man. I mean, see, maybe I read some of the questions, so I guess I didn't read all the way down through. So now I'm thinking of one on the spot. Yeah, I think that maybe I'm like a dog or cat whisperer.
Oh, okay.
I'm really good with animals, and most of them come right up to me. So yeah, I guess that's my fake question to that answer that I thought of just at the last second.
Okay, that works. How can people find you online? Your website, your social? Go ahead and share those.
Oh, yeah, sure. I'm on Twitter, but like not super active. But if you follow me, I say some stuff sometimes. My marketing person tells me I have to tweet more. So there's that. But no, Joseph H. Howard on Twitter. People can check out the podcast. If you're listening to this podcast right now, you may like WordPress podcasts. So if you're interested in focusing more on monthly recurring revenue, WPMRR.com/podcasts is podcasts. WPMRR.com is the care plan video course. WP Buffs open sourced, if you will. Yeah, and then there's just WPBuffs.com. If you're like if you're a WordPress professional and you want to provide 24/7 support for your clients without actually dedicating all the resources to it, but actually be able to do it for your clients, we're maybe a good partner for you. So feel free to check us out.
Fantastic. Well, thank you so much for being on the show tonight. I really appreciate it. And we'll get this up and recorded. I've got lots to actually publish still, so I'm going to guess it'll probably be August.
All right. Yeah. Maybe. No problem. I have to say that too. So, yeah. Like you'll come out in like 8 weeks. Like, oh, okay. Yeah. Whenever is fine.
If I was doing them one a week, I would say next February, but I'm going to start to push them forward a little faster so we can get
nice,
you
nice.
Get you out yeah. there. Well, everything we say is still relevant, right?
There you go. Yeah. Totally. Anytime's fine.
Thanks so much. And goodbye to everybody. And we'll see you next time on WP Coffee Talk. Thanks, Joe.
See ya.
Bye.